Hello, friends, and welcome to day number 126 of Bible in a Year with Pastor Steve. It's the start of a new week, and I pray that this practice of reading God's Word each day grounds you so that you might walk in God's ways more closely. You'll notice in the reading plan that we are now in a period of a few weeks where we're just going to be soaking in the Psalms and the Proverbs. Of course, these have been around for each of the days prior, but it was combined with another Old Testament reading. But here we're just soaking in the worship book and the wisdom book of the Bible, which is a good thing. So today the reading plan prescribes Psalm 4 through 17 and Proverb number 2. By way of this podcast, I'll be reading Psalm number 4, but be sure to read the rest on your own. Shouldn't take too long. Some of them are very short indeed. And if you're in need of the Bible in your reading plan, don't forget to click that link that's in the show notes, and you'll be brought to a page where you could print or download it. All right, friends, without further ado, let's jump into God's Word together. Psalm number 4, for the chief musician on stringed instruments, a psalm of David. Answer me when I call, God of my righteousness. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. You sons of men, how long shall my glory be turned into dishonor? Will you love vanity and seek after falsehood? Selah. But know that Yahweh has set apart for himself him who is godly. Yahweh will hear when I call to him. Stand in awe and don't sin. Search your own heart on your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Put your trust in Yahweh. Many say, who will show us any good? Yahweh, let the light of your face shine on us. You have put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and their new wine are increased. In peace I will both lay myself down and sleep. For you, Yahweh alone, make me live in safety. Gracious eternal God, we give you thanks for this time together, and we pray that you would send forth your Holy Spirit to illuminate these words, open our minds and our hearts that we might receive your truth and your guidance and wisdom, so that we might walk in your ways, not our own. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, friends, as you'll see as we go through the Psalms, that many of them have been written by King David. And we'll see King David's life and the ups and the downs and all the in-betweens, times when he is rejoicing, other times when he is lamenting and begging God for mercy. In this Psalm, it's clear that King David expects God to hear his prayers. He says, answer me when I call, God of my righteousness. And he also encourages others who might not be in relationship with God or right standing with God to search their own heart while on their bed and to be still. He also calls them to put their trust in God. I think what I love most about these Psalms where the word Selah appears is that it invites us to be introspective and meditative and to make space to pause. To the best of everyone's knowledge, the word Selah was kind of like a musical or a literary term, but again, it creates this space for pausing. And that's what David is inviting each of us to do here who are hearing the words of this song that he wrote, to pause, to remember that God is in control. Remember the invitation to place our trust in Yahweh when we are feeling tempted to do things on our own or are wondering where help is going to come from. We need to pause, to take that holy pause, I like to call it, and to get our hearts back in alignment. And I also love that this psalm ends with David saying that, God, you put gladness in my heart. And guess what? It's better than all of the abundance of the harvest, such as grain and the new wine, because those things are great, makes great bread and different things, and the wine is awesome, but those eventually disappear. And sometimes the season is good, and sometimes the season is bad. Nevertheless, David is acknowledging that the gladness that God puts in our hearts is a gladness that stands the test of time and cannot be thwarted by circumstances, and that it will be with us regardless if we are happy one day or sad the next. We could still have gladness knowing that God is with us and that God hears us and that God will continue to guide us and protect us because God loves us that much. So friends, I invite you all to take that time today to hit that holy pause. Take time to think about God's calling on your life, what God is doing in your life. Remember that God invites you to call on Him and to lay out your concerns before Him because He cares for you, and that we need to go for Him for our strength and protection, and to put our trust always in God's provision. So friends, I hope that you do that today and that you make that part of your habit as you continue developing your prayer life this day and moving forward. I hope to see you again tomorrow, and until then, God bless.